Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Cat just die at your house? What the hell is that?
I love this song.
I know, but all I heard was, "Well," it sounded like when the cat hung itself on a bra again.
Let me ask you something. If you have expenses coming up, like my daughter has an enrollment deposit due, you know, there are life still goes on and there are things popping in life where there are, in some cases, large sums of money due for certain things. Do you just keep paying that stuff, Scott, or would you wait and see?
Here's what I would encourage, and I don't know legally how you do this. I don't even know that the government has the authority to do it. But I it's funny you bring that up, Dana, because I've actually thought about this for the last few weeks. You know, we're still working, obviously. I assume we're still going to get paid for doing this work.
It's not really work. You guys are just sitting in your health broadcast.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I'll tell you this, I would cut off my left leg if I could be back in the studio right now. I would.
I'd cut off your left leg to be back in the studio right
now. Well, I'd give you my cut off left leg if we could be back in the studio right now. And I would let you hang it in your house. But I would make the argument that for people who are currently unemployed, and you would have to prove that you are currently unemployed, that you've been furloughed or unemployed, whatever. And yesterday the numbers came out and there were 3.3 million people in the last week who have filed for unemployment benefits. If you can prove, and it wouldn't be hard, that you've been furloughed or laid off, I think in these extraordinary times, there should be a law of a 90-day moratorium on your rent, your mortgage, and any and all bills. Now, Here's the rub on all of that. What happens when it's all said and done? Okay. Do we forgive these 3 months or do we just start over after 3 months or do you have to pay back those 3 months? So
I would hope they would just tack it on to the end, Scott. So you have that 3 months of grace and then those three, quote, lost months, especially with the mortgage, are just tacked on to the end of the term.
We all
get those amortization schedules. Yeah, tack it way at the end, you know.
So your mortgage is going to expire in, say, 10 years. Let's just use that as the rough ground base. Now your mortgage expires in 10 years and 3 months from now.
Correct.
So you're not back paying at all when you go back to employment and they're saying,
correct,
well, you know, you owed $1,000 and $1,000 and $1,000 and now you owe another $1,000. We need $4,000.
And to be clear, if you go to sell your home next week or in 3 months, pardon me, that 3 months, they would be able to recoup that cost during the transfer and sale of that home.
I think that would be fair. And the problem comes, though, Dana, you're talking about a mortgage. You can always add more mortgage on at the tail end. Obviously, there would have to be some paperwork with that, I'm assuming. But with rent, you know, the landlord's going to say, well, you know, I literally ate $3,000 from you while we were going through this crisis. That's $3,000 I didn't get. And most landlords don't just own one property. Most landlords own multiple properties. And so they're really losing out. And I'm sympathetic to that, and I understand that. And maybe that is something that we have to address in this $2 trillion relief package that was passed today. And I got to thinking about this earlier this morning, Dana, as it was being passed, and I think the president's going to sign it here in a little bit. By the way, no Democrats will be at the signing ceremony, interestingly enough. What is in that for people who, say, own property and rent their property?
Right.
Not just residential, but what about commercial?
Well, because, Scott, a lot of those people also have a mortgage on that property. Just mm-hmm. because you're the property, quote, owner doesn't That's mean right. you own it outright.
Well, and when Brenninger and I, years ago, and this was years ago, used to rent property, we still owed a mortgage on that property, and the bank would not be so forgiving. And so, you know, you have to wonder, and here's something else I got to thinking about. This is a $2 trillion relief package. The relief package in 2008, as we all can remember, when the economy was in what I think everybody has commonly dubbed the Great Recession, that relief package, I think, was roughly $1 trillion. Are we to deduce from this that we are twice as in trouble? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But the House passed the $2 trillion relief package just before noon today. It is likely, well, not likely, it's going to be signed by the president tonight. However, the checks will not end up in your mailbox until early May, is what they're saying. By the way, if you make less than $75,000, you're single, you get $1,200. Less than $150 a month, married couple, you get $2,400. And you get $500 per kid. How do you handle that if you're divorced? I have Maya half the week. Shonda has Maya half the week. Does she get $250? I get $250?
There's a whole lot of stuff that needs to be worked out, like, I mean, everything right now. Yeah. It's there are so many unknowns, Scott, about all of it. About all of it.
I mean, Shonda doesn't send over food when Maya comes over. I'll tell you that right now. And I don't send food over there.
Yeah, we are all trying to navigate what is happening here. And it's going to be different for everybody. And some people are going to handle it great. And there are going to be bumps in the road for others. Mm.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We were hoping to get Dr. Dana Hawkinson on this hour. Something came up. He's not able to join us today. I know he's a favorite of yours because he's super smart. And he has the answers to all of the questions that I know a lot of you have. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is going to join us Monday, right after we start the 2 o'clock hour. So if you have some questions for Dr. Hawkinson, hang tight, get through the weekend. We'll get with Dr. Dana Hawkinson on Monday at 2 o'clock. Don't forget, at the start of the next hour, 5 o'clock, we will do Festivus Friday, and that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Park. Think Foreigner stole this riff for Hot Blooded, you're crazy.
I had never formulated that thought or question in my head because I'm not crazy, actually.
Because you're not a music nerd like I am. That Foreigner's Hot Blooded is a direct ripoff of this song.
Got it. I have a question. There is a darling story on KMBC.com today about a barber who is helping brighten their clients' days with virtual haircuts. So he goes on like a FaceTime or Instagram app or one of those things and is doing like virtual haircuts, like changing what you would look like if you got your hair done right now, because very few of us have that luxury. Scott, what are you going to do? Not that it matters. Are you just going to let it grow out? Does Kelly cut hair? What is everybody doing here?
Kelly saws backs. She does not cut hair. And I always know when it's time to get my hair cut because I do have naturally curly hair. And when the curls start appearing on the back of my head, it's time for a haircut. The curls are there. So... Uh-huh. If we are literally locked in for 6 to 10 weeks, as was suggested last night, I am going to show up back at work. looking like I did when I was a senior in high school. Maybe a freshman at Nebraska, which was the longest hair I ever had.
Uh-huh.
I may look like Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. I don't know. I have no idea. I need a haircut, and I need one badly.
It's not that bad.
Dana, you have not seen me in person in... Well, hey.
Well, I can see you now, and you're just turned around, and I can see the back. It's not even growing down your neck yet.
Can you hear that idiot dog in the background?
I can. I absolutely can hear her, yes.
Hey! Shush! Shut up! Jesus. God, it's UPS. Simmer down. They're delivering toilet paper.
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock? Yeah, man. I'm gonna turn it up, man.
Turn it up, dude.
That'll be Parks.
Yeah. Dude, is that Freedom Rock? Turn it up, man. Let's go to Lori on line one. Lori, good afternoon, and hello, my friend.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Scott. Hi, Dana. I think I might have an answer to your question about between you and your ex who gets to claim your daughter.
Mm.
It will be whoever claimed her on your 2019 taxes.
Well, that would be me.
Okay.
That's the way they say if you haven't filed your 2019 taxes when they go to cut the check, then they'll look back at 2018.
Hmm. Well, I did file my taxes, and I did claim her. I think it's my year. I hope it's my year, and quite frankly, I don't care if it is or not.
You guys have a great weekend. Be safe.
Lori, you be safe, and you be well. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Mike, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
So I won't say the name of our banking institution or anything, but my girlfriend works in the healthcare industry. And so we knew that, you know, there is an inherent risk that she has of contracting this thing or having to be quarantined or whatever. So we wanted to plan ahead. And so we reached out to them to find out what the procedure of the process was. And for both our home loan and our car loans, the way it works for our institutions is that they give us 3 months deferred payments, and they just take those payments and move them to the back. However, if you do have to use that, you do still accrue interest. So it's a good idea, if you can, to at least pay your interest. So that way you're not increasing your principal balance. So if you pay that minimum amount, you're not increasing your balance, and you're not paying interest on top of interest.
I see. But you understand, Mike, I know you do. If somebody has been furloughed or they're currently unemployed because of what's going on, that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
They're just going to have to move those payments to the back.
Right, yeah. If they just have to move them to the back, I still think that's great. It's an amazing way to help people out. It's just, if you are able to, it's a good idea to pay what you can.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing we talked about, Mike, thank you for the call. Dana, one thing we talked about earlier this week, and I heard this on the news, I couldn't have agreed more. Banks do not want to kick you out of your house. That's the last thing they want to do, is to not repossess. What is it called? What's the word I'm looking for here? I'm having a brain fart.
Foreclose.
Foreclose, thank you. They don't want to foreclose on your house any more than U.S. Bank or Cap Fed or Bank of America want to repossess your car. All you have to do if you're having trouble is go to the bank. And I'm not saying they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I think they will, is just say, hey, you know, I've been furloughed. There's no way I'm going to be able to pay the bank this month on the car, probably not for the next couple of months. I'm just looking for a little bit of wiggle room here. They don't want to kick you out of your house. They do not want to repossess your car, because when they do that, they lose money. The only reason they would do that is if you are chronic in not paying your mortgage and not paying your car payment, because then they're losing more money than they would lose if they foreclosed or repossessed.
Yeah.
So go to your bank. Just walk in, tell them, hey, man, here's the situation. Times got tough. You know what we're going through. Well, don't go in, because now you can only – have you noticed you can only go through the drive-thru at the bank now?
Yeah. Do you know what I did yesterday? I emailed the bank and said, hey, I need help doing this and that. Can you help me? Do I have to come in? And they said, we're so happy to do it. It's done. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. They want to work. They're not your enemy. They are your financial friend. You just need to reach out and let them know. When we get back, you've heard about the freshman 15. What about the coronavirus 15?
The quarantine 15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Quarantine 15. What are you doing to avoid that? We'll get to that in just a moment. 576-7798. 576-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Coming up right after 5 o'clock, that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Jump around. Don't forget, we're going to do Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. To the texter who says, I don't understand mortgages, I've only been paying them for the last 25 years. But you're right. Story here from the Kansas City Star from Mike Stunson. Some are calling it the Quarantine 15, as people have begun to gain weight while staying at home because of the coronavirus pandemic. How can you make healthier decisions and avoid the Quarantine 15? While remaining in the comfort of your home, it starts with your diet, says dietitian Tina Hresso of Charlotte's Novant Health Bariatric Solutions. She said being closer to the refrigerator does not have to be a bad thing. Hresso recommends creating an eating pattern to avoid mindless snacking, portion out your snacks, and drinking at least 64 ounces of water a day to stay hydrated as ways to get started. You said the other day, Dana, and I thought it was amazingly simple, but amazingly accurate. People are either going to get fit or they're going to get fat. And I can tell you on my block who is going to get fit because I see them walking every single day. It has become a pedestrian walkway through my neighborhood. And I'm happy with that. I think that's fantastic.
I know the parks are full, like to the point that they're starting to say, they shouldn't be this full. Did you see in Prairie Village, they shut down a pickleball game? People were out playing pickleball on the tennis courts, and they went by, I guess, yesterday and said, no, too many people here.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line, right, yeah, between getting exercise and being healthy and violating the distancing rules.
We played some tennis here in Roland Park the other day, but I could not help but notice across, and this was at R Park, and yes, it's a dumb name, R, the letter R, Park. We were playing tennis, but across the way were about six or seven guys playing basketball. And I remember there was a part of me that thought, oh, man, I'd love to go over there and play some basketball, even though I can't jump anymore because I got bad knees. But then there was another part of me that said, I think that might be a violation of the rules. And these guys are all sweaty. They're, I'm not going to say rubbing up against each other, but they're rubbing up against each other. They're, stop! And, you know, you have six or seven guys who are bumping up. Stop it, Sam. I swear to God. Who are bumping up against each other playing basketball. That is a contact sport. And I thought,
you
man,
have,
that doesn't
work. But, Scott, you have to let people exercise. And basketball is exercise. I understand the need for social distancing. I do. And shutting down things like concerts, and like they announced today, Boys State is going to close for the first time in 100 years in Kansas. Well, of course, we're not going to put thousands of boys in a dorm room over the summer. That's not happening. But I think you have to be really careful when people are out trying to get some sun and some exercise. When we are, our fuses are shorter, we need the sun, we need physical activity. I think you got to be careful before you start shutting all of that down.
I'm not saying you shut it all down, but Dana, isn't the whole idea to keep us from touching each other, to keep us from, you know, playing three-on-three basketball? Isn't that kind of the point? I mean, I'm not saying we're the most responsible people on the planet, but, you know, we were playing tennis. It's hard to get that close to somebody when you're playing tennis. There's this thing called a net that divides you.
Today, the city of Overland Park closed its basketball and other athletic courts.
Good. Good. What are you supposed to do? I mean, I understand that this is driving everyone crazy. It's driving me crazy. Dana, I was at the grocery store today, and when I would turn down an aisle, okay, and there was somebody in that aisle, and that was an aisle I wanted to go down. Like, I was like, oh, sorry, and I went to the next aisle. And there was one aisle, I needed toothpaste today. And so I turned down the toothpaste aisle, oral care, and there was a couple right around the corner. I'm like, whoop, and I went around through another aisle and came around the backside. I'm taking this seriously. I'm not screwing around. I'm 48 years old. I don't think I'm in the danger zone, if you will, but I'm not taking any chances. But I'm curious to find out from those of you who are stuck at home, like Dana and I are, what are you doing to make sure that you stay fit and not fat? Because it's really easy to sit in front of that TV and binge watch Tiger King.
Oh, it's so easy.
Super easy. And get out your bonbons and, you know, your Cheetos. And this is fantastic. This is a really interesting show. Oh, I think I'll watch another episode. What are you doing to make sure that that's not you? Now, I must confess, I've been very impressed. A lot of people in my neighborhood seem to be getting out and walking. But getting out and walking for 30 minutes to 1 hour is not going to compensate for your bonbons that you're going to digest when you're watching Tiger King.
Hot Pockets!
Dude, if you played a whole skit of Hot Pockets by Jim Gaffigan, I wouldn't even be mad right now. I just need the laugh. I need
to buy
the Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, yeah, I get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm going to die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Oh. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the side. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. If you're drunk or heading home to a trailer, you hillbilly enjoy the next NASCAR event.
Hot Pockets. Dude, you can play Jim Gaffigan all day long, as far as I'm concerned. He is so funny. Jim in Independence. Jim, good afternoon. Hello, my friend.
Hey, hello. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing well. We're trying to stay fit, not fat.
I hear you. I work for a retirement committee. I'm a driver. And I can't give them 5, 6 feet at all because I need to help them on and then be behind them in case they stumble. So I can't do that where, I mean, a lot of people might be able to, but with my job, I can't do that. I have to make sure I'm close to the people so they don't, fall and injure themselves.
Are you wearing any sort of protective gear when you're dealing
Nope. I just sanitize my hands all the time. And, there are a lot of them wear masks. A lot of them don't. I mean, it's just, everybody's trying to do the best they can.
What are you doing to stay fit or get fat?
What I get to do now is I get to take and make deliveries since we're not letting anybody come in. So I do a lot of walking through the day, delivering packages to people and groceries.
All right, well, you keep doing the Lord's work, man. Just be safe, all right?
I will.
You promise?
Yeah, I will.
Trust all right, buddy.
Me, I will.
All right, man.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, you be good.
Have you seen, Scott, they're keeping the trails open, of course, and the parks are open, but a lot of the cities have started to put yellow police tape around the jungle gym equipment and the swings and all of that type of stuff to try and keep the children off of the equipment, which I get. Let's say you have 3,000 kids circling in and out of there during a weekend. Like he said, everyone's just trying to do what is the best for everyone right now. But it's hard to see a playground with police tape around it.
It's weird. It's weird, but you know what? I plan this weekend to go to the tennis courts again. I mean, it's not like we're on top of each other. We're on the other side of the court. We're running, swinging the racket. It's not like we're playing basketball and getting all sweaty on each other. Don't you dare, mm-hmm. Sam. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I know you want to. I know you got your finger on that button. You crazy, perverted son. Okay. So anyway, 576-7798. What are you doing to stay fit or to get fat? What are you doing? And be honest. That's the key, is be honest. What are you doing? If you're literally sitting on the couch watching Tiger King, let us know. Maybe you've watched the new Star Wars 5 times in a row. I don't know. I don't know if you have time. It just came online on Tuesday.
You have to give yourself some of that grace, Scott. I do believe that. There was a day last week where the news was particularly bad. I hadn't seen my husband in 2 weeks within 6 or 10 feet. And I did. I laid in bed and threw the covers over my head and just went dark for a couple hours. My issue is that is a gigantic cycle for me. If I start eating poorly and sleeping poorly, it is an escalator that only goes one way, and that is down. And the more I do that, the more I want to do that. And so I can't let myself do that right now. I've got to exercise.
What are you doing then?
I'm walking at least twice a day. We have a rower in the basement, and all of the kids are using it. I got to hand it to them. They're all on their own workout schedule, which I think is super important right now. Even if I get out for 30 minutes before the show, I force myself to go out and walk, and I always feel better.
All right. 576-7798. Wall Street had a bad day today. The NASDAQ was down 295 points. S&P was down 88 points, and I have not seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but it was also down as well. We would be remiss if we don't tell you the truth about the numbers. The United States is now at 99,600 confirmed cases. Dow down 515, by the way. Total cases, 99,600. The United States makes one of every 6 confirmed cases across the world. 1,500 deaths. Now, we're doing much better in that regard. Much better in that regard. But we currently make up 1 out of every 6 confirmed cases in the world. The death is at 1,536 in the United States. 26,800 worldwide. That's the bad news. And we have to give that to you sometimes. When we get back, though, I would like to hear from you. What are you doing to stay fit? Or what are you doing to get fat? 576-7798. Festivus Friday comes your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ.
Hot Pockets!
Waste no time. You getting fit? You getting fat? Story in the Star today about the Quarantine 15. Michelle in Overland Park. Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
What's up?
So I decided last week that I was going to start cleaning out my basement. Like every box that we have down there, there was probably 40 of them. And every day at 2 o'clock, I put on my earbuds, listen to you guys, and just go down and work. And I have maybe like 2 boxes left. So I am extremely sore and exhausted, but I've gotten a lot accomplished.
People are getting very creative where it comes to like house organizing and housework. Yeah. I've noticed that. I've got a lot of girlfriends saying, I'm clearing out a closet.
So clean. Now, I am getting fat because my daughter loves to cook, so she's been cooking something every day for us. But I feel like cleaning out the basement's been a lot of work and lots of exercise.
Well, good for you. Hey,
yeah.
You be safe, and we'll see you on the other side, okay?
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
Be well. Ann in Leawood. Ann, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well.
Good.
Good. I was just going to thank Dana so much for the recommendation on Tiger King earlier this week. I'm embarrassed to admit that we loved every bit of it and have watched the entire season in the last few days.
So. No, wait. Everybody stop for a second. Because the text line is blowing up about Tiger King. What is this about?
Dana, do you want to talk about this?
It's the greatest documentary in the history of television.
About what?
It's just a jaw dropper is what I think. It's pretty crazy that this exists in Oklahoma. So, yeah.
Okay, both of you, stop. What is it about?
It's about a few people who work in the business of big cat trade so that they breed and keep tigers where you can go to these. It's not a zoo where you can go and look at these tigers that are being held captive, basically, and being bred for profit. And one of them gets into a squabble with another one of them, and it is murder, it is arson, there are missing husbands involved, there's an amputation, and the lead character looks like a cross between Joe Dirt and the lead singer of Def Leppard, but on meth.
No, you mean the drummer of Def Leppard.
No, I mean the lead singer.
Oh, so he's not missing an arm?
No, but he's got a mullet.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott, there's polygamy. When she said you cannot make, it is jaw-dropping, you cannot make this up, that this happened in Oklahoma.
Right.
I mean, it is jaw-dropping that this is going on in the United States.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I know that's not what the subject line is right now. I was just going to throw out there that we have four teenagers. Two, unfortunately, that had to come home from college, which is kind of devastating. Two in college, two in high school. And honestly, our family has stayed super active. I mean, they're active anyway, but like 10 times more than normal. I just think, like you said, to get out and walk and run and go on bike rides or whatever is so amazingly helpful right now. But coupled with that, my husband actually threw out a challenge of the day for them just every day this week. And it's like 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, 50 squats,
good.
And every one of them is doing it, which to get teenagers to do that was pretty awesome, but it's kind of like a little competition between us.
No.
And I don't know, I think it's kind of fun. In our house, I started at the beginning of the week with a project of the day for everybody, like cleaning blinds, cleaning the ceiling, you know, something nobody likes to do, but knock it out.
Just get 20 minutes. Get it taken care of. And it's so weird, you know, my trainer, and she doesn't just train me, but does a whole class, Lynn. She is sending out workouts every single day for us to do, and we're doing them.
That's awesome.
I mean, you know, and it's simple stuff, you know, like bear crawl and then, you know, 1 minute of skaters and 1 minute of high knees and stuff like that. But it's keeping us active. We're doing it every single day. We did take today off, full disclosure, but we're back at it tomorrow and Sunday. And I'm down 5 pounds since this whole thing started.
That's amazing. Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're going to see that in where we are. I mean, I just feel like you see people, you know, I'm a runner, so I'm kind of out quite a bit seeing the same people over and over, if that makes sense. But you see, you know, people that look like they're just enjoying the fresh air and getting out.
What do runners say to each other when they pass each other on the sidewalk? Do you say, hey, or do you say, yo? What do you say?
I usually give them the peace sign or something like that.
You just give them a peace. You don't go, yo.
No.
You don't go, sup.
Oh, yeah. I just kind of do a little wave or a peace sign. And at this point, hold my breath when I pass anyone. So,
You don't want that coronavirus getting
in. Yeah. Hey. No, it's all good. I appreciate it, but I do. I'm so thankful. And I have to add, one of the cutest little things I've seen this week on our little trail is some little kids decorated rocks and put them like little motivational, you know, don't worry, be happy, keep going, you know, and like lined the trail here and there with these little decorated rocks. And I thought that was one of the cutest things I've seen all week. So
yeah, that's cool. Hey, you be safe and you be well, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys take care.
All right.
I have been telling you about putting the bears in the window for all the little kids walking by the houses. They go on a bear hunt, you know, and I've got a bear in my window and Joe's got a bear in his window down the street. Everyone in our neighborhood has a bear in their window. And then the little kids walk by and they look for the bears, right? Mm-hmm. My girlfriend lives in Loch Lloyd. She said 170 homes are taking part in the bear hunt out there.
That's cool.
And so it's a great, easy thing if you've got like a neighborhood next door app kind of thing. Get all your neighbors to throw a bear in the window. It's something fun to do for the kids. And, yeah, it brings a smile to my face when the kids walk by. It's cute.
Festivus Friday is next, 576-7798. Get in early with your grievances, 576-7798. If you can't get in, 22980 on the text line. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. The news is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.